Jaguars Monday is next on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
All right, that's a wrap for our program, but the boys are up next. Messrs. Shadrick, Pacelli, and Prisco talking about the first game called offensively by Nathaniel Hackett. Talk about that as we look back. Hi, boys.
Hey, Mr. Frangie, good afternoon. What's up?
Hey, how'd Alabama do? I wasn't watching. They did okay?
They did all right. Yeah. They rallied. They won.
Can't score. They're bad offensively. How do you think they're bad offensively?
Really? Oh, really? Okay.
Scored 10 points. Tony's only scored 10 points.
Oh, I'll just say this about Alabama.
Leonard Fournette can't do a damn thing against them.
Well, you know what? It's amazing.
In 3 years.
When you play any team with a quarterback, you guys give about 40 points a game.
That's fine. We score 50.
Well, I'm not saying – no, you guys are good.
Say we like I'm there. I'm not there.
Right. You guys are good, but let's not make so much about – was that good – was that – Frank, my question about that game is this. Was it great defense or just pitiful quarterback and offensive play?
Yes.
Well, here's what I think. I think no matter what it was, whether we like it or not, JP's tie will be right there at the end because they're always right there at the end, Tony.
They're good.
How's that happen every year, by the way?
I will say this. I don't know, but I will say this, Pete. We were talking about this on our show. If it all holds, there's 1,000 games to be played, and everybody can be upset. But if it holds now, Washington, Michigan, Clemson, Bama, man, that's a nice Final Four. Those are four good – that's a lot of NFL guys in those games.
Washington will not be in that game.
Yeah, you're going to lose this week?
Yep.
You got something for them?
Oh, Trojans are rolling, baby. Ever since we made the change of quarterback, we have not lost.
Hey, Pete, now that my team stinks, how the Sun Devils? They stink too or they get better? I really don't know.
I want that guy fired.
We already boat raced them, Frank.
By the way, Brady Quinn, who I work with down here, is doing the Sun Devil game this week, and I tell him every week, I go, please, when you go sit down with the coach, with the AD, just tell him to get him out of there. Get him out of there.
While you're there. Tony, first review, your thoughts a day later of the Jaguars game in Kansas City.
Missed opportunities and a nice performance gone by the wayside.
Yeah, I think that says it.
Doesn't mean much in the big picture, how many numbers and how well you do certain things. If you turn it over and you lose, just doesn't matter.
What about Pete?
Well, they could take some solace in the fact that the worst quarterback on the field wasn't theirs this week. I mean, that they could take that because Nick Foles was dreadful. He is a terrible, terrible NFL quarterback. But I thought the defense played really well. He helped. And Bortles did some things at the end. But, boy, you got to hit those throws. You have to hit those throws. Mechanically, the touchdown pass to Robinson in the back of the end zone, that was like the one last week, Tony, that you talked about, where there was no windup. It was just boom. But then he goes back to wind up again. For the life of me, I can't figure it out. I thought Hackett did a nice job calling the game. I thought the runners ran the ball. I thought that was a bad call on the touchdown. I thought he scored, but hold on to the damn ball. I mean, just fall into the end zone. You get the touchdown, you go from there.
Yeah, Tony, I think you said it. Missed opportunities. I'll say this. And I'll leave it with you guys. I want to hear you weigh in on it. But I guess my thought is, if I'm a fan watching, apart from wins and losses, because there's not very many of those wins. I guess my thought is they looked like a decent NFL team yesterday. It looked like they blocked and tackled better than the opponent. Is that a one-time thing, or is that who they will be now, Tony? Don't you think that's kind of the question you're asking in the fan base, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, well, I'll let you know Sunday afternoon.
Me too.
Frank, with all the things that we've seen and we've talked about, I believe that's who they are. And I think we've said it. They're talented. They have talent. I thought Hackett called a great game. I thought Wash did a great job on defense. Guys made plays at times, but not at the right time sometimes along the way. They turned it over. But that's what they should have been doing all year. They shouldn't have waited to week 8 to do that. That's what they're capable of. Now we'll see if they can start playing like that consistently, because if they play like that consistently the last 8, they'll have a winning record in the last 8 games. If they don't, then it's going to be more of the same.
All right, we'll see if it heads there. It's Jaguars Monday. They'll talk all about it. It starts now.
Live from the HananiaAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Monday. Jaguars Monday. Jaguars Monday with J.P. Shadrick, Jaguars great Tony Boselli, and CBSSports.com senior writer Pete Prisco is sponsored by Ticket Exchange, Geico, and by Everbank. Jaguars Monday starts right now.
Here we go. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Vaselli, and Pete Prisco, CBS Sports senior writer down in Fort Lauderdale. Jaguars Monday underway, recapping the 19-14 loss in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. Good offensive performance, good defensive performance, but couldn't hold on to the football. And the points off turnovers, well, that's the game right there, ball game, as Gus said today.
You know what that game reminded me of a little bit, Pete?
What was that?
96 in St. Louis.
No, when you guys had way more productive offense than that.
No, we had over 500 yards of offense.
Right.
They had 450, so it's not like it was night and day difference. We held the Rams to nothing. They held the Chiefs to nothing. We had the ball at the end of the game, didn't do anything with it. We had five turnovers. They had four turnovers. They had the ball at the end of the game, didn't do anything with it. I mean, because the utter dominance of that Jaguar team offensively, going up and down, the, you know, moving the field, 25 first downs. I mean, 200 yards rushing, you know, 250 passing. I mean, and to score 14 points, that's hard to do. That is hard to only score 14 with that much offensive production.
Well, the Hearns drop was brutal.
Yep.
By the way, I probably would have kicked the field goal there.
I would have too.
The fumble, awful. I mean, that was just a terrible play. So that's what? That's 10 points, bare minimum, maybe 14, right?
Yep, 14 probably. I mean you score and you're first and goal from the one.
Yeah. So, you know, did Marquise Lee step out?
Right close. On the edge.
Right on the line.
They didn't even hesitate to look for it or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I was expecting at least a closer look on TV. I don't remember seeing that.
TV did not do it. Your CBS producers did not help us out much.
No, there was not a good look of that, absolutely.
From the angle they showed us, I thought he was would be out.
Now, there's a positive that you can take out of that game, by the way, and the last couple weeks, last month. Marquise Lee looks like a football player.
What are his numbers for the year, JP? Do you have that in front of you?
It's funny. He's
been the most productive receiver the last month of the season.
We were talking about this in the postgame show yesterday. It's kind of freaky how close the big three receivers are right now in statistics to each other. We'll get to you.
Hey, Hollywood, as we're looking up, can you run that back and show that picture again? On the website is Marquise Lee's long touchdown. Not touchdown, but where he – question is he step out of bounds or not, and I'm wondering Hollywood.
I looked at it again today, Tony. It looked like his right foot gets on the line, or his left foot gets on
the
line.
Yeah, right, I just saw it again. His left foot barely does touch it.
So Lee yesterday, 4 catches, 84 yards. For the season now, Marquise Lee, 34 catches, 442 yards. And Allen Robinson, 39 catches, 442 yards. Hearns, 31 catches, 443 yards.
They're all the yard.
It's clear now, though, to me that Lee is the two. Lee's the two receiver. It's Robinson and Lee, and then Hearns. That's what it looks like to me. And you watch the tape, Tony, and I'm sure the tape shows the same thing. I didn't watch the tape yet, but it did. The tapes I've watched the recent weeks, it looks like Lee is the two and Hearns is the three.
Marquise Lee is the most explosive offensive player on the field right now, of anyone. I'm not saying he's the number one receiver. He's the most explosive player on the field right now. Watching him on tape.
I would agree.
And the funny thing is, Pete, you know what the fan base wanted to do this offseason?
Get rid of him.
Cut him.
Yeah.
And he figured out some things in the offseason about staying healthy. He went back to his track coach, of all people, in the offseason.
Well, Marquise Lee, when he was at USC, would play football in the fall and run track in the spring.
Yeah.
Never had one hamstring issue.
Didn't even know what it was.
And so I, you know, possibly one thought.